Welcome to another episode of my podcast, Sincerely Jada, a podcast hosted by yours truly, Jada Amoy. If this is your first time listening, this podcast is dedicated to learning and unlearning. Thank you for everybody who is always tuning in to Sincerely Jada. I always appreciate the nice messages, people, you know, letting me know that they've listened to specific episodes and sharing their feedback. So it's always appreciated, and I'm happy to have people who are actively tuning in and loyally supporting. I don't know if loyally is a word, maybe. Maybe I should rethink that. But yeah, whatever you're doing, showing that kind of loyalty and showing that support to the podcast, it's always appreciated and it keeps me motivated to continue pushing out content and continue to make episodes. So thank you for that. Today's episode is a topic that I think is really interesting to share, and it's been something that has been on my mind. So it's going to be less of a structured episode, but more of just a conversation. You can pretend we're on FaceTime or we're on the phone, and I'm just kind of sharing my thoughts with you, and I think you'll enjoy it. So in today's episode, I'm going to speak about how I've been feeling lately since the new year started, and I'm just going to also talk about basically a continuation of my thoughts in season 2, episode 8, which was called A New Era of Relinquishing Control. I would say to listen to that episode first, but either way, you've clicked play. So if you want to start from here, that's fine with me. So yeah, essentially, I went to church on New Year's Eve, which inspired this conversation. And there was a guest pastor who preached. Lately, like I said, in season 2, episode 8, I've been trying to be more intentional about building a one-to-one relationship with God, right? And I literally cried during the service on New Year's Eve, and I'm going to tell you why. He was basically preaching about how our vision reflects what we can possess and how we often get lost in our circumstances and we get caught in circumstance and we start to kind of limit our perception of what our destiny is or whatever our future holds because of current circumstances. And to a lot of people, that's not going to sound profound or anything different than those self-development books or anything, but it really resonated with me because he was speaking about how we are not able to see the world and see our lives the way God is, because God possesses an ability, of course, to see, you know, the wider plan for your life, because of course he's in control of that, right? Whereas we are not. So we get lost in circumstance. We get lost in how things feel in the moment. We dwell on situations from the past that he has already moved past. We are just not really able to see what he can see. And we just become very limited in our perspective because we are constantly focused on our problems. We're focused on what's going wrong. We're focused on the current situation and we're not able to see the wider picture. He also spoke about how when you're trying to accomplish something, the enemy is going to tell you that you can't do it. You're not good enough. You'll never be able to accomplish that. It's too hard. You're not smart enough. Whatever negative messages you're getting, that's coming from the enemy, right? And that can be someone sent in your life to discourage you, a partner who's not really supportive of you, whatever the enemy is in your life. And they're going to tell you that you can't do it. But, and this really resonated with me, that means that God already sees it for you. Because the enemy is not going to waste their time to discourage you and distract you. They're meant to discourage and distract you from God's plan, right? So if that was never a part of your plan, if it's never been something that you were going to be able to accomplish or you were going to be able to do, then there would be no need to distract or discourage you, right? So it clearly means that you're already capable of this thing. It's already written for you. It's already yours. And the message that I feel compelled to share based on that is the fact that I am somebody who gets so discouraged easily, and I've talked about it on the podcast before, and I'll continue to talk about it as long as it continues to be an issue. But I think that we get so lost in the messages that the enemy is trying to give us. We get so lost in the pushback and the backlash and just the distractions that happen along the way when we're getting to where we're meant to get to. And that prevents us from actually getting there. Because we are not focused on the wider picture. We're only seeing our limited, you know, perspective. We're seeing our limited circumstances. But your perspective is not the only thing that needs to be considered because your perspective is so limited. And I think that as much as we read these books and we watch these TikTok videos, we think that we know it all. A lot of us get caught in our perception. We start thinking about all the things we've been seeing, all the no's we've gotten, all the days we've cried about this thing, all the times that we asked for something and we didn't receive it. We're not taking in that the things that you often receive the most pushback or you receive the most backlash or you have the hardest time to build up are the most worthwhile creations. You know, like they're the most worthwhile projects. The things that don't come easy to us, they tend to give us the most gratification. And we don't always realize this or keep this in mind when we're discouraged. Something that I've realized is when you give up on something without even trying, especially just because of those messages that are telling you you're not enough, you're not good enough, you'll never do it, that's an act of disobedience. And we think of like this obedience to God as this intimidating thing. And trust me, like I'm at the beginning of my journey. So I'm figuring things out and I don't really know everything. I'm just sharing what's coming to mind so far. But I think that when you play small and when you give in to those negative messages that you're receiving from the enemy, and regardless, that can be whoever, you know, you don't have to think about it in terms of the actual devil. You can think about the enemy in terms of people who just are discouraging you and talking negatively towards you. When you give in to those people, you're defying God. You're defying the wider picture of your life. By playing small and not taking risks and not stepping outside of the box, like you're disrespecting your future because you're allowing temporary people, temporary feelings to discourage you from committing to something that is a part of your purpose. Your future is going to be a series of events, a series of decisions, right? So each time that you give up on something, each time that you don't follow through with something that you're meant to be doing, that's another act of disobedience, another act of not trusting the wider picture, not trusting God, and not trusting yourself either. And I feel like we don't really take in that message. Like we always say things like that. We dance around the topic. It's something that you actually have to sit with. That was what the pastor was saying. If you can't train your mind to see beyond your current circumstances, then all you're ever going to have is what you currently have. In spaces and places where I found myself feeling stagnant, I'm now realizing that you can only go as far as you can see. If you're constantly limiting your vision, if you're constantly limiting what you're being exposed to, the things that you're thinking, if you're so limited in your perspectives, if the people around you are constantly sharing the same information, it starts to limit what you can possess, what you can have, what you can do, where you can go. You know what I mean? Because the world is a very big and expansive place, but you are meant to be seeing so much more, right? And not all of the things that you're meant to be seeing are worldly, right? There's a bigger picture. There's spiritual, there's emotional, there's so many different aspects to life. And if you only limit yourself to what's around you, what you can see, what you can believe, what you can touch, then you're going to become someone who's very limited, who's very ignorant. God, of course, is thinking bigger. He has a bigger plan. But how are you going to get to that if you are always talking and seeing and thinking the same things? If you model your life and model what you're striving for based on what other people are doing, of course, you're not going to see more. You're only going to get as far as those other people have gotten because you don't see beyond that. You don't think beyond that. You don't try and see positive things that can happen for you. You're only focused on what can go wrong, what has gone wrong, what you've seen gone wrong with others. And it's a wonder why you're stuck in the same place. And I just want to add this before I move on to my next point, but I think that oftentimes we have ideas put in our head or we have the urge to do something, but we don't follow through because we're like, nah, that's not possible. I can't do that. Maybe we're not all meant to do everything, right? Like sometimes you might have stupid ideas and I understand that. But when you're constantly receiving the message that, hey, maybe I should do this, maybe I should move there, and it's constantly a theme in your life and you're seeing it over and over again and you feel inclined to do it. If you can visualize yourself doing something and you can visualize how it's going to happen, you can visualize the different steps that it takes to get there, then it's something that you can accomplish. Because if not, you wouldn't have the vision. You wouldn't have the idea. You know, certain people are not capable of doing certain things, and that's why they don't even think about it. There's a lot of things that I know maybe I couldn't do because of physical limitations, different things. Like there's places that I'm probably not meant to live, which is why I don't have the urge to live there. But the things that do come into my mind, the thoughts that are constantly reoccurring, and I can visualize myself being there and I can visualize how I'm going to get there. You don't just get these ideas and these urges out of nowhere, but a lot of us are playing it safe and only doing things that we know will work out. A lot of us only act or follow through with something if we know it'll have an 100% success rate. That's the type of person I am. And honestly, I'm realizing that there's no benefit to being that type of person. So what I've discussed so far has been one aspect of what I took from this specific experience, but I want to switch gears. So I cried actually at the beginning of the service as well. So I want to kind of touch on that as well. And then I'm going to touch on external validation and identity. During the praise and worship, they played a song called Champion by Bethel Music and Dante Bow. Whether you're religious or not, just go and listen to that song for me. I'm going to link it in the episode notes. I actually prefer the version with Maverick City, but in any case, if you're interested in listening to it, I'll leave it in the episode notes. When I started to listen to the lyrics, like, I was singing, but when I started to really read the lyrics, it actually made me very emotional. And this specific part made me emotional. So it says, "I am who you say I am. You crown me with confidence. I am seated in the heavenly place undefeated with the one who has conquered it all." And maybe you thought I was going to sing, but we don't do that. I've touched on it throughout the podcast so far, but I'll explain just in case you're starting from this specific episode, because there's a lot of context that you might miss if you're constantly tuning in at like random points throughout different seasons. I've touched on it in season 1, episode 3, and throughout other episodes, but I've always struggled with identity. For me, that means that I've always been someone who's been trying to find my place in the world because I never really knew who I am, and I'm only a 24-year-old woman, so I know that's completely normal, but I think that at many points in my life, I was struggling to find a place to feel a sense of belonging, mostly because I didn't really know who I was. I didn't know what resonated with me. Like, there's points in my life where I've been a tomboy. I've changed at so many different points in my life solely because I was not really sure or 100% confident in what I'm meant to be doing and who I am at the core. And because of that, it's created a lot of insecurity, a lot of self-esteem issues, and just not being confident in who I am and what my role is, not only to myself, but to others. I feel like I've always looked at the world around me, people around me, for validation. If people around me thought I was a good person, I felt automatically more happy with myself, more satisfied with myself. When people around me weren't happy with me, whether it was just for a moment, I automatically took that to heart and felt negatively about myself. So essentially, I just got a lot of validation. A lot of my perception was impacted by other people's perception of me. And you can't live like that. And this specific lyric, "I am who you say I am," it really resonated with me because it's just like, I'm constantly looking for my identity and who I am in other people. But knowing that God knows who I am, it just made me feel such a level of comfort in knowing that I've been searching constantly for confirmation of who I am. And I've been ignoring his efforts to push me in certain directions and him trying to show me who I am because I've been trying to look for it in other people who don't have the knowledge to define me. I can't get the fulfillment that I've been chasing from the places that I've been chasing it. And I feel like that just made me feel so emotional in the fact that I do have a purpose, I do have an identity. And although at this point in life, I'm more confident in my identity than I was previously, I still have a ways to go. I'm trying to define myself, my interests, and know what's meant for me and what's not meant for me. And I realize that it's only through him that I can find that, you know? And I just kind of felt so emotional by the fact that all these things you've been trying have not been working, you know? And I've been feeling certain feelings and I haven't been able to describe it and I haven't been able to really define a lot of the things I'm interested in or define the things I wanted to do. But I felt confirmation that I am someone. Like, I do have a direction. I do have an identity. And a lot of us find our identity in worldly things. We develop our identity based on, sports, basketball, makeup, hair, looking good, being a baddie, whatever the case may be. Like, we develop an identity based off how other people view us. A lot of people think that you're attractive. So you develop that identity based on your looks, based on your body, based on all these things that don't matter at all. And I feel like I've been getting so consumed with things that don't matter. Like, how do people perceive me? Can they tell this and that? And it's just like, who even cares? It's not that it doesn't matter at all, but you can't define yourself based on comments that other people make. And you can't look to people and say, well, what do you think of me? What do you think I should do? Where do you think I should go? We always want to look to somebody else. Looking to people for direction, it's never going to benefit you because those people are only going to lead you further from what you're meant to be doing in most cases, unless there's somebody that was truly sent and meant to be in your life. I feel like I just kind of felt such a weight being lifted off my back of me constantly trying to define myself and trying to figure out, okay, well, am I this way? Am I that way? Do I have this talent? Do I have that talent? Like, what is the exact career that I'm going to do? Because that in particular has been something I've struggled with. I know what my talents are. I know what I'm good at, but I don't know how to define that in a career. And I just kind of felt that pressure that I've been feeling to put myself in a box just escape my body. Like, it was a very out of world feeling where it's just like that pressure I put on myself to know and be able to describe to others, to define myself, it's actually not necessary because I am so many things. If he needs me to be a nurturer in this person's life, then I'll be a nurturer. If he needs me to be this, like, I don't need to be one thing because I am who he says I am, and I'll go where he says I should go. And the other aspect of that is, like I said, the lyrics are, I am who you say I am. You crown me with confidence. I am seated in the heavenly place undefeated with the one who has conquered it all. And that second line, you crown me with confidence, I feel like I'm finding my pace and my confidence now. But I've always been very shaky when it comes to my confidence, when it comes to where I get my validation from, where I get my happiness from. All of these things have been fleeting in my life. My confidence has been knocked down by certain interactions. My perception of self has been knocked down by certain friendships. I haven't been able to stand strongly and stand firmly. I want people to recognize me and recognize what's good about me, what's special about me. And that all shows signs that my confidence was not rooted in God. It was not rooted in self. It was rooted in how other people treat me and how other people make me feel. When those things are not dependable, and I feel like that's what contributed to me being emotional as well. Just realizing that I've been looking for love and looking for confidence in so many places. Places that I have found it have been very beneficial to me. But while I can receive love and I can receive all these things from other people and they can build me up, those people are not perfect, right? Those people are going to let me down. Those people are going to disappoint me. There's going to be a time where those people are not there. And I have to look myself in the mirror and I have to make myself feel good about myself without turning to another person. And if I can't do that, then my confidence is fleeting. And realizing that you've been looking for all of these things in all these different places and you found it, but it was never good enough because it was never perfect. The love of people around you, like, it's never going to be something that you can stand firmly on or you can build your whole life based on. Because man is flawed, man is selfish, all these different things. And when I say man, I'm talking about human beings. Every person is flawed. Everyone has their own problems, their own situation. So when you're depending on them for your validation, depending on them for your love, you're coming up short because you're always going to be at a deficit because people have limited love and limited things to give. They can't give it all to you. Realizing that, you know, was so profound to me. This is why you felt like this, not because you were crazy, not because you were insecure, not because of any of these things, but just because you were looking for validation, you were looking for peace, you were looking for something to save you, something to make you feel so good about yourself. And it was always for the wrong reasons. Some points I was definitely looking for attention. And that attention never made me feel great. It never made me feel so fulfilled and so happy. You know, I never cared for attention. I remember early university, I wanted that attention from guys that I never got in high school, for example. And when I got it, it was irritating for me. It wasn't something that made me feel fulfilled at all. It was annoying. I felt and I saw through the reasons why certain people pursued me or certain people viewed me in a high way because I was able to see that the heart of these people is not genuine, right? And oftentimes we look for those forms of validation that are so superficial because it makes us feel good for a moment. But after it stops making you feel good, you realize that that's not what you needed. Like when you were chasing a response back from this person or you wanted someone to prioritize you over their other friends, you just wanted validation that you were important. You just wanted confirmation that you were a good person. But even if that person gave you that confirmation, it wouldn't have been enough because those things don't last. And of course, how people feel about you is important. But if you are gathering your whole personality, your whole identity based on how others feel about you, one day you're going to look in the mirror and you're going to realize that you don't actually like yourself. You just kind of built a version of yourself that you thought other people would like. You crowned me with confidence. Those lyrics just show that my confidence is not meant to come from things outside of me or worldly things. My hair, my outfits, my body, all of these things, like that's not where my confidence should be from. It's supposed to be from inside of me. It's supposed to be from the fact that I was created one of one, handcrafted. I was created special. Just me being born into the earth, like it was intentional. The day I was born, it was for a reason. That is reason in itself to be confident. And that whole saying, once again, I am who you say I am, to me, it means that you're not defined by other people. Therefore, if you're changing yourself to satisfy them, then you're straying further and further and further from your purpose and who you're meant to be because you're trying to get somebody else to accept you. They do not determine what is meant for you from what is not meant for you. You know, so if you're designing and reimagining your whole life based on what they tell you to do and what they tell you is acceptable versus not acceptable, then you're simply following the direction that they are setting for you, which is not the direction that was set by God. And that just caused me to realize that I've come to the realization that I've tried so many things to overcome the same old issues. The pastor spoke directly to this when he was talking about how essentially he was praying that the issues and the things you've been crying over in 2023 will not be coming in with you into 2024. And I feel like that really resonated with me because I was just realizing that for the past couple of years, I haven't had like huge major issues, but the things that I've been trying to work to overcome, they've been the same things. And I came to the realization that I've tried so many things to overcome the same old struggles, but I actually haven't tried much when I look back at it, because I never actually tried giving my problems to God. You know, and not everybody is religious, and I understand that this episode might be hard to listen to if you're not, but in any case, like, I've been trying to find direction, but I've been trying to find it by myself. You're just going through it alone. You know, you're trying to define yourself and you're struggling and you're taking on all these things and you're not realizing that you have been dealing with the same issue for 4 years. You've been in the same situationship for 6 years. It's not working. You know what I mean? And we're reliving the same old broken patterns and we're doing the same thing over and over again and expecting new results. But how is that possible? I'm always feeling emotional about certain things, right? I'm always reliving certain things. Those things are gone. They're no longer here. They don't affect me. I'm a different person. I can't carry shame or guilt or anything like that towards situations that are no longer with me. Like, they're not a part of me. Nobody remembers them but me. And I can't live that way anymore. You know what I mean? And I feel like I'm sounding like I'm carrying some deep, deep problems, but that's just it. Like, the problems, they sound so deep, but they're not. You know, because when you think of the bigger picture and when you think of all the things that are meant to happen in your life or all the things that you might not know what's going to happen, right? But you know that you're going to go through certain stages and stuff. And the stage that you're in now, it feels like the end of the world because those are your circumstances. Circumstances can change. And that would be maybe in a worse way, maybe in a positive way. You don't know yet. So to count yourself out based on your current circumstances, it's really just keeping you trapped. And that's why you're not seeing past it, because you're choosing to deal with it alone. And then you're looking for everybody else around you for validation that they can't give you, because everybody is struggling to know themselves. The person around you who acts like they're so sure of themselves, they're so confident, they're so cocky, they feel like they have the ability to know everything. If only you knew that that person actually has some of the same anxieties and fears that you do. Or they don't have the same anxieties and fears because they've convinced themselves that they know everything and they're going to be finding out one day that they don't. So I feel like the message that I'm just trying to pass across is that once you allow the actions or opinions of those outside of yourself to impact your confidence, you start giving them power over you. You start allowing them to take and to decrease and to just pick away at all the parts of you that make yourself special, in an effort to become easier to deal with to other people around you when that's not actually what is meant for you. I also wanted to pass across the message that we become so caught up in defining our identity. What's my next move? Who am I? What do I want to be known by? What's the legacy I want to leave? You were born with a specific reason. You were born with specific talent. So you're trying so hard to find your identity, but your identity is within you. Like, it's not something that you have to chase. You know, it's not something that you constantly have to be in pursuit of, or you constantly have to switch up, or you have to define yourself by this aesthetic or this aesthetic. These are all things that are going to come and go like that, and they're not important. Same with how other people feel about you. Yes, you can work on yourself and you can improve yourself if someone brings something negative to your attention, but just because somebody was mad about you about one thing that happened in 2008 doesn't mean you now need to decide that you're a shit person. Pause my language, but we're defining ourselves off of moments, you know, moments in our life that are so insignificant. God has already seen past that. You're still working to forgive yourself off of something you did years ago. So you're defining yourself based on that. But God is already seeing past that. I just want to say, like, if you're feeling lost, if you're struggling to find direction, you need to give yourself space to grow and to stop trying to focus so much on who am I, where do I belong, all of these things. Nobody belongs in the same place for too long. You know what I mean? So if you feel like you don't belong right now, you feel like you're in a space or you're in a friend group that you feel like you don't belong in, don't focus so much on where you belong, because God is going to bring you to different points in your life and you're going to be a different person to different people. You're going to have a different role in different situations, and you don't need to define yourself. You know, that will come with time. As you go through your journey, you're going to discover more about yourself. It's not through all these different things that you're seeing, these trends that you're seeing, that you're going to find that sort of fulfillment. So stop chasing fulfillment. Stop chasing temporary fulfillment and temporary happiness that you gain only by pleasing other people. I'm learning now that the things that I'm chasing, the things that I want from other people, are things that I'm perfectly capable of giving myself just because I am who he says I am. And with that said, I hope you all really enjoyed this episode. It's one of my favorite that I've recorded thus far, so I'd love to know what you think about it. With that being said, also take some time to follow the podcast Instagram at sincerelyjadapod and let me know what you think about this episode. You may not have noticed, but there are some polls in the episode description. So if you go on Spotify particularly, you can vote in the polls and you can also respond to any questions that are asked as well to give your feedback. Thank you so much for your support, and until next time, sincerely Jada.